This is News Talk.
Well, as you might expect, Golfgate, that famous term, is on the front of a number of papers this morning. We'll begin with the Irish Times. The long-running controversy over the so-called Golfgate event in Clifton in Galway back in August 2020 came to a dramatic conclusion yesterday when charges against four men accused of breaching restrictions were dismissed. Of course, the four again, former Senator Donny Cassidy, Independent Galway West TD Noel Grealish, and John and James Sweeney of the Station House Hotel, were charged with organising or causing to be organised an event that was in breach of emergency pandemic legislation. At the end of a three-day hearing or trial at Galway District Court, Judge Mary Fahey ruled that two distinct events had occurred, each on either side of the partition, and there had been no breach. The Irish Sun goes with legal eagles. The Golfgate 4 were all cleared yesterday. Judge Mary Fahey said the organisers didn't break the regulations, not in the court of public opinion, but in the court of law. They did comply, was her view on that. The Irish Daily Mail goes with a different angle, which is about broadcaster Sean O'Rourke, and he has said he wants to return to the airwaves after all charges in the Golfgate case were dropped yesterday. A path has opened up after the judge said that very good people had lost their careers as a result of the case. Sean O'Rourke said, "I would like to get back on air. I do have good relations with people in RTÉ, and I'm hopeful for a way to be found to get back on RTÉ again." He told that to the Irish Daily Mail. But Sean O'Rourke seems to have done interviews with lots of papers this morning, because he's in at least four of them that I can count anyway. Also, the Irish Independent, it goes with RTÉ on its front page. RTÉ has now left the door open for a return for Sean O'Rourke, as the coalition remains silent on the future of politicians linked to the Golfgate controversy. Plans for Sean O'Rourke to start a new contract following his retirement were scrapped after it emerged he had attended the event. However, the Irish Independent got on to RTÉ yesterday, and the broadcaster said it would be willing to consider further opportunities with Mr. O'Rourke. The other big story on the front pages is about the cost of living, of course, something which we're all experiencing. And the Indo says that a range of measures aimed at reducing the cost of energy, healthcare and education is being considered as part of the plan to address the rising cost of living. The paper says that the coalition leaders, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, obviously Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and Green Party leader Eamon Ryan, they've gone off and asked their ministers to draft up some proposals aimed at easing the financial burden sparked by, obviously, the record rates of inflation. So each minister has been given a job. Go off and see in your own area of responsibility where the cost of living could be eased a little bit for people. The Irish Independent says central to the government's plan will be healthcare, and they're looking at reducing emergency department charges and prescription fees, and also reducing the threshold for the drugs payment scheme. The government is also examining the limits on medical cards, so maybe more people will be able to claim a medical card. Also, the €100 energy credit could be increased. The fuel allowance season could be extended. Motor tax could be reduced. Also reducing VAT on energy and food bills. College fees may be reduced. The driving licence may be reduced, as could the cost of renewing your passport. That could be reduced too. The Irish Examiner says that the electricity credit may be doubled. So obviously every household in the country getting the £100 off next month. But the Examiner says that that €100 electricity credit could increase to €200. Also, they say that there could be an extension of the fuel allowance. So a hardship fund would be set up, run through charities, to help families cope with the bills. And also, if you're an employee, your boss at the moment can give you €500 tax-free as a little bonus, as a little thank you. Well, that could be extended to €1,000 tax-free that you could get off your boss. It's all up for discussion. We'll chat about it later on here on Breakfast Briefing on News Talk. Really, really sad news on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. You'll all be aware of Alana Quinn Idris. And her mother has told the Mirror that Alana has now lost sight in an eye. Jamie Amber said the 17-year-old will now have to undergo reconstructive surgery on her socket using bone from her hip. Alana and a male friend were allegedly assaulted in Ballyfermot on December 30th. The Irish Daily Mirror also has a story this morning that Justice Minister Helen McEntee has vowed to make the streets safer for women after a spate of attacks nationwide. But certainly, obviously, people really, really upset and sympathetic towards Alana losing sight in her eye there. Really sad news indeed. The Irish Times says that, and this is something, it's amazing when court reporters write up stories about child porn cases, child pornography cases, they get slated online for using the phrase, you know, we'll say, for example, man convicted of child pornography. And the journalists get slated and people say, why are you calling it pornography? It's sexual abuse. Well, that's because that's what the law is at the moment. But in the Irish Times, we're told that the government has said it will not oppose a bill that seeks to change the term child pornography to child sexual exploitation material in legislation. Now, apparently there are significant legal and technical issues that do need to be addressed. So it's not as simple as changing the wording from child pornography to sexual exploitation, but they are working on it. The bill is being brought forward by Independent Senator Eileen Flynn, who said that the term child pornography is out of date, and she's not wrong. Completely incorrect and does not truly reflect the nature of the abuse. And Eileen Flynn, the senator, said it was unacceptable to continue to use such inappropriate language when referencing such an awful crime. I know a lot of people would welcome this, not least a lot of court reporters who, as I say, get an awful lot of commentary online when they use the actual words in the law, the actual words used in the court case they're covering, and they get accused of, why are you saying child pornography? Well, we'll see if that can be changed. Mr. Brown, the Minister of State at the Department of Justice, James Brown, said he fully agreed with the senator that the language used was problematic at a very minimum and should be and needed to be changed. Obviously, you'll have heard before that, you know, workers are getting pay rises this year, and that some industries are finding it very, very, very hard to get people to come and work for them. The Mail this morning tells us that desperate companies, as they're described, are offering trips to the Caribbean, ski holidays and even unlimited holiday days in a bid to attract workers. We'll all be immediately Googling what companies these are. I do fancy a trip to the Caribbean myself. So record levels of competition for top talent have resulted in workers being able to avail of extraordinary packages of offers. Staff are now routinely being offered the opportunity to work abroad. They're being offered gym membership, well-being days, hybrid working hours and additional monies to undergo personal training as competition for top talent increases, and some anecdotal reports of some companies even offering perks such as free pet grooming in a bid to keep employees on board. And as a dog owner, I do like the idea that my dog might get a little bit of a makeover while I'm in work. So it's an interesting one. There's a lot about that in the Irish Daily Mail. Just one example, American companies here like Salesforce are offering packages that include $5,000 if you go on a personal training course, 6 paid days to work with charities, 6 days for personal well-being or hobbies, and €100 a month for gym membership. Very, very, very attractive indeed. Now, great story in the Irish Independent. We'll have more on this on News Talk Breakfast this morning. A web developer has created an Irish version of Wordle, which obviously has taken the internet by storm, this popular online word game. And people are playing the Irish version in more than 70 countries around the world. This is Irish language enthusiast Linda Keating, who launched Focla after Wordle went viral. She said, she speaks Irish, but I don't have great Irish, but I enjoy it and I love word games. So as soon as Wordle became big, I thought I can make an Irish language version of this. And it's, as I say, taken the world by storm. She has 10,000 users so far. And unlike Wordle, because we've heard that your man, is it Josh Wordle who created Wordle? He is making a 7-figure sum after selling it to the New York Times. Linda Keating says she's no intention of selling the Irish version of trying to make money from it. As we say, more on that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. I imagine plenty of Irish people will go off and download it because it's nice to scrub up on the Cúpla Focal as well. Final story for you comes from The Star. Indeed, it's in pretty much all of the papers this morning about the Eurovision, and The Star says that 6 singers are set to compete for the public's vote to be Ireland's next Eurovision Song Contest entry tonight. It's during a special Late Late Show. We were having a debate in the office this morning, will we watch or not? I think I will watch it. I have to be honest, I haven't heard any of the 6 songs. I don't know if that's the best thing in the world, because you'd hope that there might be a bit of hype about it And, you know, we'd all kind of know our favourite before tonight. I'm sure some of you have heard the songs, but they're not that well known just yet. But the contestants are Patrick O'Sullivan, Janet Grogan, Rachel Good, Brendan Murray, Brooke Scullion and Miles Graham. And they'll take to the stage on The Late Late Show tonight, vying for the chance to represent the nation at the Eurovision Song Contest in Italy in May. And you will have a chance to cast your vote. The winner will be chosen by a combined votes awarded obviously by the public vote, but there'll also be an international jury and a studio jury. So yeah, I think it'll be interesting to watch. You might let me know if you're interested in it. Will you watch tonight, or indeed have you any interest in the Eurovision at all? Would you watch it in May?
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.